We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Good morning. My name is Bill Ryan. This morning's morning motivation, as I was driving into work this morning, I was thinking I want to stay present today. I want to stay in the moment. I've been doing a lot of thinking about things that have happened in the past few weeks and all of the exciting things that are on the horizon for the Q Morning Show. So this morning's morning motivation, one day at a time, this is enough. Do not look back and grieve over the past, for it is gone. And do not be troubled about the future, for it has not yet come. Live in the present and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104. This.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. I'm taking the 30-day song challenge all this month on the Q Morning Show. This is one of those social media challenges that you'll find on TikTok or Instagram. Every day, there's a different challenge and a different song for me to choose. Today, it's day number 12, and the challenge is a song that you never get tired of. It's been 20 years. And I'm still not tired of this song. I know you aren't either. I know I'm not the only one. Usher, Lil Jon, Luda, Q104.
No way it was that last night.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. Eliza from Lakewood is on the line right now. Eliza, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Eliza's looking for some group therapy. What's happening with you, Eliza?
Yeah, so in a few weeks, I'm kind of going to be moving to Virginia Beach.
No! We're losing Eliza.
I know. I'll miss the show. But
thank
there's
you.
Always the Odyssey app, right?
There is the Odyssey app. Yes, you can listen to the show in Virginia Beach. We'd love it if you would do that.
Yes, thank you.
So what is the issue? You don't want to leave? You don't want to move away?
Not really, but I'm leaving behind my partner, so that's kind of like the tough part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she has a really good job here, so we're actually not sure what we're going to do. We're not going to like break up or anything. Mm-hmm. But it may take her some time to like find a job that she loves, you know, and what she does the same thing over in Virginia. So we're just kind of going to be like long distance for a while.
Okay. How long have the two of you been together?
It's almost been like a year in June.
Okay. So what is the issue that you guys are having? Because, yeah, long distance will suck for a while, but, I mean, you don't plan on breaking up. What problem have you run into?
Yeah. So she asked that, like, when I leave over to Virginia, that I share my location with her, you know, on, like, Find My Friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You both have iPhones then or something like that?
Yeah. But this kind of like caused like just like weird like tension between us. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm stalling her. And like, I have told her that I have to think about it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at this current moment, the two of you are not sharing locations with each other.
Correct. Right now we're not. But she asked me and I was just like, you know, like, give me some time to think about it. So she already is sharing. Well, she's already sharing her location with me.
Okay.
Right. It has like a notification and it's like, okay, but she wants me to share mine with her and I declined it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened after you declined it? Did she like, hey, how come you declined that sharing location thing?
I'm kind of just like pretending that like it didn't happen.
Oh, okay. And she hasn't brought it up?
No.
So I want to see where your head is at. So you don't want to share locations with your partner as you move to Virginia Beach. What is the reason why? Do you feel like this is a controlling issue on her part?
It's just like, I have to be honest, it's just not a thing that I am leaning towards doing. I hope she doesn't even bring this up again. Cause I think it's definitely going to be a fight. You know, if I say no or something, I really have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. I'm honest. I'm faithful. I think it's really weird. I don't like having her or like anybody else, as a matter of fact, tracking me and my locations and where I'm going.
So you're wondering, how do you bring this up to her without causing a fight? Cause you're about to move away. You guys want to stay together.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you handle this?
I mean, like, is it rude to say like that I'm an adult and that I want my privacy?
I don't know. Let me bring up one more thing, because if it's not a controlling thing, if you don't believe that she is jealous of you, do you think it could be just a safety concern? Like, you guys are going to be doing long distance. You're in a completely different city. Maybe she just wants to know where you are because she's concerned about your safety.
I mean, she could always ask me in my location on like where I'm going and I'll let her know. I think it's just like, I don't want to be tracked. I'm not like an animal. I want my privacy.
All right. 216-474-0104. There's a communication breakdown here right now. We know that. How do we fix this? Eliza's moving to Virginia Beach. Her SO is staying here for a while. They're going to be long distance, but Eliza doesn't want to share her location. How do you start that conversation? 216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's group therapy this morning for Eliza. The calls and the texts are coming in faster than I can handle them here. So here's the situation with Eliza. She is moving very soon to Virginia Beach. She got a new job. She's moving down there. Her partner, her SO, is going to remain here in Northeast Ohio for a little while. So she's going to search for a job down there, but they're going to be apart for a while. They're going to be doing the long distance thing. And Eliza's partner has asked, can you share your location with me? And Eliza, at this point, is adamant about not doing it, about not sharing her location with her SO. She doesn't want to be tracked. Danielle is listening in Painesville. Danielle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Eliza?
So I do not like the whole tracking stuff unless there is a safety, you know, reason for that, which I feel like if you're hundreds of miles away, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do for you? But I mean, I use it myself. Like, I actually had my husband track me because my job requires me to go into people's homes. And so I like him, you know, to be able to know where I am for a safety reason for myself. Mm-hmm. But to just like, for us to just track each other, just to know each other's whereabouts, just seems like you have trust issues.
It really depends on intent from Eliza's SO. Why does she want to track Eliza? Is it because she's worried about where Eliza's going to go every single night? Or is it because of the safety issue that we've been talking about? Thank you, Danielle. Yeah. Appreciate you listening this morning. Lisa is in Cleveland. Lisa, good morning to you.
Hi.
What do you think about group therapy?
So I don't know. This whole thing is like crazy to me, because my point is, if my mom goes to Florida, I say, hey, can I track your location? Just so if all of a sudden I don't hear from you.
Are you worried about, are you worried about your mom going nuts in Florida?
No, I'm worried about if she falls in a ditch somewhere when she stops for gas,
right,
or, you know, somebody carjacks her on the way, or I just want to see, okay, she made it to the Hilton. Or if my kids are on a trip going to Universal or Washington, D.C., I just want to see that the bus arrived where it's supposed to arrive.
Yes, but safety issue and peace of mind for you.
Very important. But at the same time, if you're in a loving relationship with somebody and they're asking for something and your first response is no, and you're only in the first year of the relationship and you're moving to a new place, mm-hmm. I kind of think you're looking what else might be out there and let's see what I can get away with.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I would break up with this person, truly,
really?
But oh God, yeah. They take a job in a city during the first year of the relationship.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, no, you can't track my location, and I hope she doesn't ask about it again.
Well, the way that they handle this whole thing, too, is Eliza's partner sent the share the location thing, and Eliza just declined it. They haven't even spoken about that. And here's the thing.
Right.
If they are going to be long distance, then communication is going to be more important than ever at this point, because you're not going to see each other every single day, and you're going to need to stay in touch. And they need to sit down and discuss this. And Eliza needs to say, this is why I don't want to be tracked. And and her partner needs to say, well, if it's safety, why, they need to talk about all this. They need to talk.
Yeah.
Communication. It's very key.
This does not seem like a transparent, authentic relationship to me, but...
Okay, so first advice, sit down, talk about this. Talk about the reasons why you want to do Find Your Friend. Good luck. It's the Q Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Battle of the Burbs on the way in about 10 minutes. Grey's Anatomy, that is one of those shows that when I hear that it's still on, I can't believe it. I can't believe that they're still making new episodes of Grey's Anatomy. I think my wife and I bailed out of that show in like the fourth season, the fifth season. But Sandra Oh, I do remember her. She was Christina Yang on Grey's Anatomy. She was asked, would she ever consider coming back to the show?
I love that people are still... At one point, I was like, oh, come on. But now I love it. I love that you asked me that because Christina Yang is, of course, near and dear to my heart. And I will say, not anytime soon, my love.
And these are her reasons why that she is not anxious to come back to Grey's Anatomy.
I feel like I really, and I hope people feel like I did my job, which is that I brought to life a character and she had a growth over 10 seasons and that it was true and that she was ready to move on and so have I.
Those sound like polite answers to no way it's ever happening. Battle of the Burbs coming back with this five-question trivia challenge and a chance for you to win Glass Animals tickets for Blossom this summer.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, last night, Adam Levine was on Jimmy Fallon, and they were doing their Wheel of Musical Impressions. Adam Levine had to do his Dave Matthews impersonation because the Hokey Pokey song came up.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, your left foot in, and shake it all about. with a hokey pokey, turn us all around. And that's what it's all about.
That's Adam Levine doing Dave Matthews. That's spectacular.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Trying to win Glass Animals tickets. Let's find out who's playing today. First up, we have Heather in Berea, a graduate of Mid Park High School. Heather, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Katie in Lorain, who went to Brookside High School. Katie, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck, ladies. Name is your buzzer. Whoever gets the best of five out of these trivia questions will win Battle of the Burbs. Any questions before we begin?
Nope.
Here we go with question number one. Last night, the Naylor brothers on the Cleveland Guardians, on National Siblings Day, by the way, both hit home runs in the same inning. Give me the first name of just one of the Naylor brothers.
Heather.
Bo.
Bo
is correct. He also got the game-winning hit last night.
Right.
Heather goes up 1-0. Here's question number two. This television show debuted in 1998 on HBO, following the lives of four women living in...
Katie. Sex in the City.
Sex in the City is correct. We are tied at one. Question number three. In Ohio, the Regional Income Tax Agency is also known as what for short?
Heather. Katie.
Rita
is correct. I'm having my problems with Rita right now. I guess you can do this whole all online. I was going to send him a check. It's all very confusing. Katie is up 2-1. Question number four. So, Heather, you got to get this one just to tie the game, to keep it going. Here's question number four. What fast food restaurant is the home of the Baconator?
Katie.
Heather.
Katie.
Wendy's.
Wendy's is correct, and Katie wins. Nice job, Katie.
Woohoo!
You have Glass Animals tickets. The last pair that we have before they go on sale later on this morning. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
That means you're going to be at Blossom Music Center this summer in August.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much for having us on this morning. It's Battle of the Burbs. We'll be back tomorrow to play. Katie, have a great day.
Thank you.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. It's the Q Morning Show. So good to have you here. So it's been spring for a while, but to me, it's just now starting to feel like spring. And I don't know if spring cleaning is something that you do at your house. I don't think our family really does it. It sounds nice. I don't think we do it. Anyway, this is a list that a professional organizer says you can always throw these things away, no matter what, no matter the time of the year, just throw them away. Let's run through this list real quick. There's nine items on this list. Old beauty products, expired medicine, expired foods. Someone has to be diligent about checking the dates on all these things, but you can just throw those away right away. Old socks and underwear is on this list. I feel like we're pretty good about that. Usually when I see holes in something, that's when it's time to throw it away. Number five on this list, plastic garment bags. I don't know what that is. To be honest, I don't think I have those, though. Number four on this list that you can always throw these items away, wire hangers. Usually you get those back from the dry cleaner, right? You can just throw those away. Number three is clothes that don't fit. I am so bad at that, of getting rid of clothes that don't fit anymore. I have at least two T-shirts that I can think of right now that I love, and they're almost brand new. I've only worn them a few times, but they're just, they fit a little tighter than I want them to be. But I save them because I say someday I'm going to fit into that T-shirt, and I never do. Number two of things you can just throw away, old mail. You know, if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't even have new mail. I always forget to check the mail slot for mail. Nothing good is ever mailed to us anyway. All of our bills are paid online. So just throw your mail away. And number one in this list of things that you can always throw away, empty electronics boxes. I'm guilty on that. I'm pretty sure we have multiple boxes up in an upstairs closet somewhere. No clue on why I thought it would be a good idea to keep those. All right, we're going to argue about grilled cheese sandwiches next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Oh, but instead I only wish you the best.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. It's the Q Morning Show. I found research on grilled cheese sandwiches. I love me a grilled cheese sandwiches. Easy to make if you get the craving or if it's a rainy day like today. So it says here the majority of Americans feel that the perfect grilled cheese sandwich is made with two slices of American cheese on white bread, medium toasted. I agree with this, except for the toasted part. But hang on, I'll get back to that in a second. Here's where the disagreements start about grilled cheese sandwiches. Some people cut theirs diagonally, and I cut mine in half. I don't have a problem if you cut it diagonally, but I like my sandwiches cut in half. Some people add items to their sandwich, like tomato slices or ham or bacon, and I find that unacceptable. You can have a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato soup, but you can't put tomato on your sandwich. And ham, that's a completely different sandwich. As far as cheese, I prefer American. I have used cheddar, though, in the past because that's all that's been in the house. The survey says 18% of people use pepper jack cheese. I think my dad used to do that. I think, again, that's a totally different sandwich. That's not a traditional grilled cheese sandwich. As far as bread, white bread is the top choice. Some people use sourdough and wheat. I think white bread is the only acceptable bread that you can use. One other thing that's not on this list, but I want to bring it up because my wife and I argue about this all the time. I think grilled cheese needs to be made on a stove in a pan. My wife puts it in the toaster oven. I say it's not the same. It doesn't taste the same to me, a grilled cheese sandwich, when it comes out of the toaster oven. I think the entire thing needs to be on a stove. So let's do this. What is your perfect grilled cheese sandwich? Do you agree that making it my way is the only way, or do you have your own version of making the grilled cheese sandwich? 216-474-0104.
It's about damn time.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. How do you make the perfect grilled cheese sandwich? Because I say it's American cheese, preferably white bread. You put butter on both sides. That's what I say. But I'm reading this article, and people just are going sideways with all the different ways they can make a grilled cheese sandwich. And I just don't think this is right. I don't think it's acceptable. I think there's only one way to make it. Let's go to Brian in Cleveland. Brian, good morning.
Morning.
How do you make your grilled cheese sandwich?
Okay, instead of using butter, I use mayonnaise.
No, not mayonnaise.
Yes, it crisps up better. It's not as oily. It's a lighter sandwich. It's really good.
Oh, it's got to be butter. Do you do mayonnaise on both sides or just mayonnaise on one side?
Just mayonnaise on one side.
Mayonnaise on one side. All right. Because I've also seen in this article where people put butter on both sides. I think that's too much butter. I think just butter on one side. Let's see. Amber's listening in Cuyahoga Falls. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you make your grilled cheese sandwich?
I'm going to have to agree with you. That's okay. The classic way. Butter, yeah. White bread, and American cheese. I've got a stepdad that likes to make it in the toaster and then put it in the microwave, and that always just freaks me out.
In the microwave? No.
In the microwave.
No, it has to be in the pan on the stove. You have to flip it a couple times, make sure it's not too burnt. And do you put butter on both sides of the bread or just one side of the bread?
I do put butter on both sides, on the outside. Yep.
All right. Amber, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Kelly's in Brecksville. Kelly, good morning. We'll do three calls, says it all here. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you make your grilled cheese sandwich?
So I do like the traditional way. However, I have to agree with Brian that we use mayonnaise to put on the bread to grill it up nice and crispy. And we do have four kids in the house, so everyone likes a different way. Some of them like ham. Some of them like pepper jack. But we mostly just do the traditional.
Okay, so
and everyone's happy with that.
When you're making grilled cheese sandwiches for the family, and they all have their own request for the grilled cheese sandwich, does that annoy you, or are you happy to stipulate with whatever their requests are?
Well, do it. I mean, I just open face it and put all the toppings on and then close them up real quick. So it's not too much of a pain. And it's usually just ham and just different cheese. So it's not too difficult.
If I'm making grilled cheese for the boys, I'm usually in the kitchen yelling, "This is not a restaurant." You're going to get the grilled cheese the way that I'm making it. We're not Quest, and we're certainly not putting ham on there.
Yeah, I do like ham on mine every once in a blue moon, but typically it's just the traditional with tomato soup.
All right, Kelly, thanks so much for listening and putting up with our absurdness this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, all day it was rough.
Tate McRae, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So a new poll of 2,000 employed Americans finds that almost half have their online activity monitored by their employers. For 68% of them, there's at least one thing they'd be embarrassed for their employer to see. Oh, I should write that down. What's on your work computer that you would be embarrassed to have your employer to see? We should do that someday. I'm going to be honest, though. I have no idea if our company, Odyssey, is monitoring what we do online. My guess is no, because I would imagine that in order to do that, you would need to purchase some expensive software, and there's no way anyone is paying for that. But also, I think that in this particular job, for what I do for a living, and the things that we talk about on a daily basis, you have to give us a little leeway, right, on the things that we Google. For example, yesterday when I'm Googling Ricky Martin on stage at Madonna's concert in Miami and I'm trying to figure out something very specific about Ricky Martin, you may have already heard about this. I'm not going to say it, but if you Google it at work, be careful. Someone might be watching.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.